Those of you that listen to Bass Fan Radio on a regular basis know that I've got kind of a push going right now, and I firmly believe that one of the things we don't spend as much time on as we probably should is the resource, and that means the fish. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are doing a good job. One is, of course, Oxygenator, which we've talked about it, you know, putting a good, fresh live well together when you have oxygen in that live well. Also a good live well additive, whether it's U2 by Oxygenator or if you have other live wells you're using Rejuvenate in or something like that. Those are all good things. But with me today is Brooke Johnson from Gator Grip. And Brooke, you have designed a bag and a weigh-in bag that really is going to help, I think, keep our fish alive and do some things as we go to weigh-ins.
Yeah, Terry, we designed this bag. It's the outer level bag. It's a two-part system. Is a vinyl coated material with a zipper on it to keep the fish secure. And then the interior portion, which is most important, we came up with that idea. We fish a lot of jackpot tournaments here during the week, and we attend those. We supply the measuring boards to those tournaments, so we were involved in that. But this mesh liner, these guys that fish every week, and these fish get caught twice a week sometimes, we're getting beat up a lot. And we thought, man, there's got to be a better way. So what we made was a removable mesh liner to tournament organizations where they can weigh the fish in the mesh liner after they come out of the trough. Those are all certified weights on those bags when they leave my facility. So it was just a better way to handle the fish. One less handling of the fish, able to corral the fish in the bag where sometimes in these jackpots you go up to the trough and you either reach in and get your fish out of the bag or you dump it into a trough, that kind of thing. It was just a better way to do it.
You know, it's important to note, I think a lot of us, and, you know, I run a tournament trail here locally, and, you know, a guy will bring a fish up and drop it, or, you know, something's going to happen because you're handling them, and each and every time you do that, it's hard on the fish. What you guys have done is you've been able to just eliminate that. I mean, you bring it up there, they're in the mesh bag, you've got water in the outside bag, and now these fish are handled only from the time they come to the live well to the bag, and that's, you know, that's what we're really all shooting for.
Yeah, the BASS certified, well, they saw this mesh liner, they liked it. They used it on the Elite Series this year, worked really well, used it on the Open Series, and I believe we have about 15 state federations that are using this mesh liner system. So I believe it's got some merit to it. It's just got a lot of buzz from a lot of tournament trails. Now, the individual fishermen, it's just guys that are fishing jackpots, if you're not going to weigh that fish in that mesh liner, it's a good way to get it up to the weighing scale.
Oh, absolutely. I could see, you know, where, you know, a lot of times we give out 10 bags at a tournament, and by the time the fourth guy's used them, they're, you know, the guy's carrying a, you know, the fish up there in about 2 inches of water, and it's getting on his shoes and everything else, and this would be a real good way to get them to the weigh-in, you know, for the individual as well.
Yeah, we're coming out with another bag. It'll also have the option to put that mesh liner in there. This was, again, along the lines of helping the fish. Got a lot of requests from biologists and state DNR, Texas Department of Wildlife. We had California. Some of these major tournaments where the Elite Series went to, they asked us, hey, could we make that out of white? And we thought, well, yeah, we try to find some white material to help reflect the sun. Sometimes weigh-ins, you know, in the heat of the day, it gets hot, and there might be a line, the trough might be full. So what we found is material that has a white exterior to help reflect the sun a little bit and a black interior to calm the fish. So that's going to be one of our new products for 2008.
When will those be available?
Those will be available in January.
Man, you start thinking about it, you know, some of the simplest things, you know, we think about an old plastic bag and, you know, you can see through it, and guys carrying up there, and we're roughhousing our fish a lot of times. In reality, I think sometimes that's why tournament organizations get a black eye, but you're doing everything you can at Gator Grip to be able to kind of make that thing a thing of the past.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I fish a lot. A lot of the guys around here fish, and some of the ways, you know, you see it, and you don't want to see those fish get hurt. You want your kids to be able to catch those fish when they get older. So we kind of have a round table meeting, and we go, you know what, and it's just a bunch of fishermen, hey, what can we do better? You know, I saw this guy, you know, boy, he was standing outside the trough, and the fish didn't have, you know, good water. We need to do something. And, you know, 10 guys sitting in a room and going, hey, what about this? What about this? And that's kind of how all this stuff comes about.
Well, you've got a nucleus of great anglers. You know, Terry McWilliams just recently fished a Bassmaster Classic, a perennial hammer from Indiana, and you got Mark Dove and Billy McDonald and yourself and, you know, Mark Pizer, a lot of those guys over from your neck of the woods down there in the, you know, the southern part of Indiana have done very well across the country. And if you're using those kind of people to give good ideas, you're going to get good ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a tremendous group of people. Great fishermen, great guys. They've been very helpful.
Well, let's talk about, you know, all the products. Of course, you know, people who've been around fishing at all know about the Golden Rule and the Gator Bump Board and some of those kind of things. Tell me a little bit about how you've expanded that. And, you know, one of the neat things I've seen recently with you guys is the fact that you can personalize those boards.
Yeah, I bought the company a couple years ago in 06. And one of the things that we have is our Pro Series Ruler, and that is a quarter-inch thick board. They've been around for about 4 years, and how that came about, it was, you know, guys at fish clubs, they'll have trophies, plaques, things like that. What we did with that was guys can call in or organizations can call in, and we can personalize that. They're all laser engraved, and you can put, you know, John Smith Big Bass Award 2007. Guys can use that ruler. It's a trophy. It's a plaque, but it's functional. And so that was one of the things we did with the Pro Rule. And we also have been doing a lot more corporate boards. We can personalize logos, personalize names on there, do a lot of flexibility with the laser engraving.
Well, not only do you make the boards, but you make a great holder for them as well. You've got that as part of your arsenal. Of course, the reel handles, which you guys are known for, but you've also got a tool rack as well.
Yeah, we took on a company called Tackle Rack. We kind of modified it a little bit, but it's a tackle organizer that goes in your boat. Got some double stick tape on it. You stick it to your console, and it actually is where you put your pliers or side cuts, things like that. It's got some holes across the face. Put some of your jigs or crankbaits, things like that. But had a lot of good response on that, just staying organized. When you're in the boat, the worst thing in the world is, where's my pliers? You know, worst thing.
Yeah, you know, and you think about that. A lot of guys just throw them on the floor, then they get rusty, and you can't open them when you need them. And,
yeah.
You know, Denny Brower, you know, professional fisherman that's extraordinary. I mean, one of the guys I think that's really leading our sport, and he's got one of those in his boat. And every time he goes somewhere, he said he has more questions about that than he does the wrap or anything else. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he says that's the best thing in my boat.
Yeah, that's probably right, knowing him, you know, other than a jig, maybe.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I guess as we move forward here, you know, there are a lot of good things going on, and the future looks really, really bright. But I think it's important that we also, you know, recommend to people to take care of their fish. And I know you guys at Gator Grip, that's really, really important. You're doing everything you can. And, you know, it's important that these tournament organizations get involved with this bag. And the editorial comment here is there's things we can continue to do to make this thing so that, you know, we don't get a black eye because we're killing fish and doing those kind of things, and we enhance the resource. And I guess, you know, I would echo your comment about the fact that, you know, it's everybody's obligation. It's just not the tournament organization. It's everybody's obligation to take care of the fish.
Exactly.
Well, Brooke, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Best of luck on the new bag. I look forward to seeing those out on the trails and that kind of stuff. Of course, you got a great line of products. How do I reach you if I want to order those bags or the, you know, bump boards or whatever?
We have a website, www.gatorgrip.com. You can check it out there. You can buy them online. We have a lot of real retailers across the country, but that'd be the best way to get a hold of us.
Well, great product line. Thanks for being with us. And guys, go out there and get those tournament bags that he's talking about, because I think it's really going to help you keep your fish alive and do the right thing. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.